Good morning. Welcome in to In Focus on News Radio KMAN. We are getting set for interview number two here with the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition. Joining us via Zoom today, we have Chuck Sexton, who's the president of the coalition. Good morning, Chuck.
Hey, good morning, Brandon.
Good to have you. And we also have his wife, Melody, standing by as well with publicity. Thanks, Melody.
Hi. Actually, it's Melody with the publicity and her husband, Chuck.
That's right. And a special good morning to that handsome lad you got in the booth, Dave Lewis.
Yes.
You know, sucking up to Dave never really gets you anywhere. Have you not figured that out yet?
Come on, help me out, brother.
Yeah, what else is there? You are beyond help. You and I both know that, but we appreciate what you're doing.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Why the hate? Stop the hate.
No, that's just reality.
Let Brandon do his show. Okay?
That's just reality. Brandon, you better take it now.
It's always a pleasure. And, you know, obviously, we got some good people here at the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition who are, I know, working really hard to put together this really nice event coming up on Veterans Day. We spoke last week about all the hard work that's going on behind the scenes. And, you know, you're starting to put things together here now about a week out.
Yep. Well, you know, a real interesting fact is when we talked last week, I thanked a lot of folks and I left out one of the biggest thank yous. And yeah. So let me put that right up front. That's Sue Simmons, who's been the treasurer for the organization.
Treasurer for life.
For life. It's a lifetime appointment. Yeah. It's like a Supreme Court appointment. There was it went through congressional approval. It was a little bit touch and go, but Sue is our treasurer, and she's organized a lot of the funding, well, all the funding for this year's events. And it's not only the parade, but it's all the other things that keep the ball rolling to help out veterans throughout. But back on the original question, how many this year so far, we've got about 500 people that are going to be in the parade, which is an amazing number considering mm-hmm. all the circumstances that we're under. 500 people, about 100 plus vehicles so far. And that's things with motorcycles and cars and old Jeeps and so forth, which is really kind of neat. So and there's still time to join in. So if there's anybody out there that wants to try to regain a little normalcy and mm-hmm. get back to the way things should be, they're more than welcome to keep signing up with us and we'll get them in the parade.
Yeah, and they can reach us through the website. It's a great way. It has a email link, flinthillsveterans.org. It's pretty neat the way it's all coming together, though. It's you just don't expect a lot out of this year, but I think this parade honestly has exceeded by far our expectations.
Oh yeah.
So we're thrilled.
It's if you're in this parade this year, this will be one for the books, you know. This will be like the ice game that we had in 2013.
At K-State.
Yeah, ice game. This is one for the books. So if you're in it this year, you're really a devoted person. And I have it from good authority that the weather this year is going to be perfect. And that good authority is Dave Lewis. Okay. So he's telling me, he's promising me, he's made an oath that this year we're going to have sunny skies and nice warm weather. So
don't make me swear.
The great and powerful Dave Lewis.
The man behind the curtain.
Don't look behind the curtain.
Let's see. I'm looking at the 10-day forecast, and Wednesday, right?
Yes.
Partly cloudy, 41.
I'll take that over last year.
No kidding.
I'll take 60 degrees for 100, David.
Luckily, it's Kansas, so it can change here in that time frame.
I know.
Hopefully for the better.
Yes.
Well, it's interesting with close to 500 people participating, over 100 vehicles. How do you get them to line up here? Or where are you telling people to go line up for this parade?
Well, the lineup starts down in the mall parking lot closest to the theaters. So mm-hmm. You come in off of Tuttle Creek Boulevard. For us townies, that's TCB. You know, you come off not taking care of business, Dave, Tuttle Creek Boulevard.
No, it's not. Nobody calls it that.
Yes, they do.
Whatever.
We do in our house.
Chuck,
well, anyway,
Chuck, nobody calls
us,
it that.
We do in our professional correspondence. But you come in off of Tuttle Creek Boulevard, closest to where Chili's is and Texas Roadhouse, and you'll enter through there, at which point you'll be directed by some of the great folks at the Kansas State University Army ROTC and what? Go ahead, Melody.
And the Air Force.
And ROTC, Air Force ROTC.
Right?
I'm going to I'll highlight them. Don't worry. So, I won't forget about the Air Force. But they'll motion you in, and they'll put you in different, we call them chalk orders, but it's different lines so you can go in the parade and where you fall in the parade. So primarily for the first group, the first grouping will be veterans organizations. And then it's all those other organizations, patriotic organizations, so forth, that'll fall in behind. And everybody's got their place assigned. But bottom line is Brandon, that folks, once they sign up, they'll be taken care of. We'll get them in line and we'll have them line up and with the right number. And if they don't, well, you know, sometimes things happen, but that's okay. We'll get them in line somewhere.
Yep. Obviously that'll be a good thing. And it's on a Wednesday this year, which Wednesday is remote day for all the school children. Will you have very much school participation?
There's some school participation, primarily from our private schools and parochial schools that we have in the area. But we also have we're encouraging families, if they can't actually be a participant in the parade, to come out and bring the kids so they can see the parade.
Yeah.
And it's one, it's for being a member of the community, you know, and being a member of the community, it's patriotism that's in this community. And what we really have to do is, it's important. People from Kansas don't know how nice it is here in Kansas. Mm-hmm. People from Manhattan don't know how nice it is here in Manhattan. They don't realize that. But from a guy who's traveled all over the world and been all these different places, this is the best place that we ever came upon.
That's why we live here.
And that is why we live here. And we have to appreciate that. And we just want young people, the kids and so forth, to get a piece of that and realize how great the community is that they live in.
Yeah, we're speaking with Chuck and Melody Sexton here from the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition. Veterans Day, a little more than a week away. That's something much more fun to look forward to than tomorrow,
if I'm,
I must say. You know, the parade's obviously a big part of it. The indoor ceremony is great, too, and we'll have that here on News Radio KMAN. I see that it'll be live-streamed as well. The parade will be.
Yes. Through various different sources. We have the great and powerful Dave Lewis is going to MC our indoor event. And because of COVID restrictions, we're unfortunately not able to have that open to the public like we have in the past. The school children participation, there's an essay contest and a poster contest. And so we won't be able to have them all in and singing. So we're going to miss some things, but what we are going to have is the winners of the and runners up, I believe, of the photo and or the poster. Poster and the essay contest will be there to read to our honored veterans. But because of COVID, it's going to be restricted. So we're very fortunate to be able to live stream this event. And so that's going to be on KMAN, actually.
Yep. And there's
live
also
streamed, and then it'll also be on, we'll have it on Facebook. And then, of course, it'll be posted for people to view later, but I would watch it live.
Yeah,
I sure would.
Yeah, there's another neat aspect, and if you need to cut me off to go to a break, that's fine. I'll just keep talking throughout your break. But the another neat aspect is, because of the restrictions this year, for some of our veterans that are in assisted living or in one of the retirement communities here in the area, we encourage them to watch it on Facebook Live if they have the capability. Uh-huh. Or maybe the people that are running the show down there can stream it to these folks. And the other thing too is, if you're in a retirement community and you can organize your bus transportation to, and you're a veteran, you can organize your bus transportation to bring you into the parade, and we'll still work in.
This actually was an idea that came up at our meeting last week, the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition meeting, and we think it's terrific. So we're reaching out to retirement facilities and senior living facilities, and we're actually contacting them. But this is a great way to give them a heads up too, if they haven't heard from us yet. But yeah, they are welcome to put their veterans on a bus and join our parade. We don't ever have to touch anybody, look at anybody. We'll put them at the beginning of the parade. They can even come a little later. They don't have to be as early as everybody else. We'll work with everybody. And then when the parade is over, they can just drive off and continue back home. So we think that'd be an amazing way to have the veterans that are interested to be in the parade this year so we can honor them in person.
Very good. We do need to take a quick time out, so we'll do that now. We'll pause and we'll come back more with the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition after this on In Focus.